Krishna does pick up a weapon when he picks up the chariot wheel. Actually, how that happens is Krishna at that time is so concerned that Bhishma, the way he's fighting, he will kill Arjuna. And you know, I cannot tolerate Arjuna's dying. So he just, in his anxiety, he just is there on Arjuna's chariot at one moment, and Arjuna is shooting, and next moment, Krishna is gone. Where did Krishna go? And he looks around, and Krishna has actually jumped off the chariot and is looking somewhere for a weapon. And then he sees just a chakra. And normally, a chakra is not considered to be a weapon. It's not really meant to be a weapon. Now, what happens is, why does Krishna pick up that chakra? It's described that normally a chakra is not a weapon, but for Vishnu, a chakra is a weapon. So, that chakra, when he sees it, that actually reminds Krishna of the Suvarna chakra. He's with this, I will protect Arjuna. But then he's in so much anxiety that he picks up the chakra, he forgets to summon his own Sudarshan chakra. Just picks up that chakra. And then, normally, you know, when Krishna uses the Sudarshan chakra, wherever he just sends the chakra. And the chakra goes and cuts off the head of the person. But here, Arjuna is in so much anxiety, he thinks that, you know, if I throw the chakra, and the chakra misses the target, then Bhishma may shoot and kill Arjuna. So like that, if you want to be careful about shooting someone, go right next to the person and shoot. Then there is very little chance of missing the target. So like that, at that time, Krishna starts running towards Bhishma. And normally when an arrow fight is going on, the two warriors are at a significant distance while they fight with arrows. So Krishna goes, and Arjuna is petrified at that time. No, the world will say that Krishna lifted a weapon. The chariot wheel is not actually a weapon. But still the world will criticize. So Arjuna tells Krishna, please don't fight. I will fight. I will kill Bhishma. Please stop. But Krishna is not ready to hear at all. Then Arjuna just runs after Krishna. And still Krishna is just going so fast. Arjuna cannot catch him. So Arjuna just jumps and catches Krishna's thigh. And holds on to Krishna's thigh to stop him. But Krishna is running so fast that Krishna drags Arjuna along. And Krishna keeps running. And then finally, Arjuna becomes desperate. So Arjuna takes his huge Kshatriya feet and they are being dragged along. So he lifts his feet and he bangs those feet down on the ground. And when he bangs the feet down forcefully, actually that creates like a ditch. And his feet get caught in that ditch. And with his feet caught in the ditch, he's holding on to Krishna's thighs. And then Krishna comes to a stop over there. And Arjuna says, Krishna, please don't fight. I will fight and kill Bhishma. Please don't lift the weapon. So there, actually, through this whole pastime, Krishna demonstrates that for him his promise is important, but for him his devotees are even more important. And that's why for the sake of his devotees' protection, he's ready to give up his promise also. That's what in one sense, technically it's not a weapon because it's ordinary chariot wheel. It's not a Sudarshan chakra. But even if somebody says it's a weapon, Krishna is ready to give up his promise so that he can protect his devotees. Okay? Shikhandi? What about him?